they're playing her song. BPP web editor Laura Conaway is here in studio. Good morning, Laura.
Morning. How you doing?
We're doing fine. What's going on that blog?
Well, we've got all kinds of little business items to take care of, actually.
Please.
The first one has to do with the BPP book club.
Cool.
This month we're reading Aaron Kyle's The God of Animals. You guys cracked this thing yet?
I have. I've read the first couple of chapters. I need a I'm a journalist. I need a deadline. So you keep asking me for the next couple weeks. I'm going to say I've cracked those first couple chapters. And then the night before, I'm going to have the whole thing read.
All right. Well, I'm here with your official online nudge. The online book club meeting will be Friday, May 2nd. And between now and then, we're going to be blogging the book and talking about it. There is now an email list you can get on to get an alert. And I just want to let people know what that is. It is bppbookclub@npr.org. You can just send an email and say, I want to be a part of it. And every time anything happens with it, we'll send you an alert.
Nice.
I have someone who told me they very much like getting our BPP newsletter.
The newsletter goes out every Friday. It goes out through Facebook. And so what this means is the way to get it is to come in and actually sign up for our Facebook group, which has been growing actually by little ticks here and there. I think it's inching up towards 700 people. I got them to give us a redirect for it. It's npr.org/BPP Facebook. So you can go on, sign up, check it out. Every day we post a few highlights. You can post wall comments. You can write on our wall. You can get this newsletter, which is actually sort of short and sweet and tells you what I personally liked a lot.
Poke Laura.
Yeah.
Laura Poke. She likes it.
Give me a holler.
And some Robin Hitchcock. You just heard that interview. Did you like it?
Oh, that was awfully sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the things about Robin Hitchcock is I forget sometimes how purely pretty his music is.
Yeah.
But he's going to be on the blog today. We've got a video Zaina Barakat, put up called Surgery. And that's up. It's actually already live. You can check that out. And last of all, we got a big response yesterday to a little slideshow we did about white stuff people like.
I love this. Everybody's heard of this new website, stuff white people like, which was sort of this comedic website that was very funny and then suddenly was everywhere and not so funny anymore.
So it's very hard to keep these names straight, but a couple of websites sprang up sort of parodying stuff white people like. One of them was Stuff Nobody Likes, which has 22, 23 entries already inside its first week. The second one is White Stuff People Like, which
so
created its website and then posted three things.
But I think there's a new one on there. Or did I see that?
Well, you know, we gave them a bit of a nudge. We actually did a slideshow of white items and then threw it out
on our blog, yeah,
to listeners to say, okay, well, can you give us some other white ones? Can I just read this list?
Please do. They're funny.
Yeah. Okay. White Wonder Bread, clouds, whiteout, athletic socks, teeth, white Russians. Thank you, Matt Martinez. White light, white heat, Velvet Underground record. I thought that was very clever. Ranch dressing, yuck.
Yum, I love.
Oh, no.
Read Joe's. Joe's made me laugh.
Like, what is that? You've got it there?
Tidy whiteies.
Tidy whiteies. Antarctica, sort of bluish. I like that one. The white frothiness of breaking waves. Someone sent an amazing picture of herself surfing in Hawaii. Actually, if I get permission, I'll go ahead and run it. Someone sent a picture of Lammy, a link to a picture of a little lamb. Lily of the Valley flowers, white eyelet material, white wedding dresses, yogurt, Swiss cheese, figure skating boots, peppermint gum, dry erase boards, and stormtroopers. There's more. Check them out. It's on the blog. White
that
stuff people like.
Laura Conaway, our blog editor. Thanks, Laura.
Thank you.
Great slideshow, by the way.
Thanks.
Hey, that is it for this hour of the Bryant Park Project. We do thank you for being with us. You can be with us all the time online, npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Rachel Martin. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I'm going to go get some ranch.